Psalm 119, Part 3, Lesson 3, Preface. The Christian who labors in his calling according to the Word of God is continually doing good both in prosperity and in adversity. Because he walks in the faith and obedience of Christ, all his labors, however humble they may be, are pleasing to God, and so he does more good in an hour than the unbeliever in a lifetime. For the Scriptures testify, whatever is not of faith is sin. Romans 14:23. Hence it follows, what is done in faith is well-pleasing and shall not be in vain, but the blessing of God will rest upon it. But all the works of him who cares not for the word of God are displeasing, and though he may be successful in his undertakings, for God maketh his sun to rise also over the evil, yet the blessing of God is not resting upon him. Indeed, the more the avaricious gets, the farther is his heart from God. Walk in the faith and fear of God's word, and all your labors will be pleasing to him, being sanctified by the word of God and prayer. To take delight in walking after the word of God, we are exhorted in the third lesson. Hey, teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto thy testimonies, and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant, who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Vav. Let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me, for I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually for ever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes. Summary. The first part of this text teaches that riches and treasures of gold and silver, without the word of God, are only vanity. The possession of riches generally begets pride of heart. If not, the word of God teaches the soul humility. The mind of them that would be rich is engrossed by earthly things, and they fall into the temptation to seek gain in unjust and crooked ways. They are constantly driven about with hopes and troubles and fears, and with sorrow that they must at last turn their back upon their treasures to go into the outer darkness. For the god Mammon cannot save from everlasting poverty. The true riches, which bring contentment to the heart, are found in the Word of God. The second part teaches that man's conscience, however void of offense it may be, without the Word of God, is vain and valueless. In our dealings towards men, a good conscience is indeed a precious thing, often better than 1,000 witnesses. But before God, our conscience does not and cannot exculpate us. Conscience cannot defend us against the accusations of the law. It rather convicts us of shortcoming and guilt. Alone, the word of God's free forgiveness in Jesus Christ can fortify the heart against the curse of the law and can give a triumphant hope in death. Seek not to justify yourself before God by an appeal to your conscience, but build freely on the word of his promise. Prayer. Lord our God, who alone art able to cleanse from sin, preserve us from appealing for righteousness to the testimony of our conscience or the innocency of our heart, and teach us to build our hope alone on the blood and death of thy Son, Jesus Christ. For his sake, blot out our sins and remember our transgressions no more. Amen.